So, the learning today should be a schos of ilan nishmas adir chaver chaim alos avenshin shenariyeh, as well as a schos for an ilan neshama for Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Ibn Chaim Menachem Ben Zion, and a schos for Fuish Lima, Chaim Doi Ben Minarachal, Chanaliyah B'Shein Darachal, and Abadati Ben Peril, as well as a schos for all those in the Makom Sakona in Eretz Yisrael, and those risking their lives to protect it. So, today we will finish the topic of Avtacha, Bitachon, the last from the past topic, and we're on page 604. And he says like this: Haboichem be'emes, b'Hashem b'leiv shalem. Someone who really, truly trusts in Hashem with his heart, with a full heart, lo min hasafa v'lachutz, not just paying lip service from the outside, k'derech rabbi me'am ha'aretz, like many people do. B'zois yibachanu im kenem heim. Here's how you'll be able to tell if they're honest: shelo yivadlu ritzayne k'dei lahasig, that they will never ignore the ratzon Hashem in order to achieve what they want for themselves. And he explains, she'im bitchoinam ba'Hashem, if a person truly trusts in Hashem, hayu'uman, is it possible, ki yisuper she'yivadlu ritzayin koinam g'day lahasig ritzayinam, that when it's told that they would ignore the will of Hashem in order to do what they want, v'hu yiyah ezra u'maginam, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help them? Meaning, if you have real bitachon, and you know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to go to Minyan, and you say, I can't go to Minyan because I have a business deal. If you really believe that Hashem is going to help you in Parnassah and that the ultimate success of the business deal is in God's hands, so then what person in their right mind would ever skip davening to go to that business deal? It makes no sense. If you believe that Hashem is behind it all and you believe that Hashem is really providing the Parnassah, then how could you, in my example, skip Minyan, but you could insert whatever example you want? How could you ever go against the Ratzon Hashem if you really believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to is the one pulling the strings? He says, and the other way around, is it possible if you do the Ratzon Hashem? So going into my example, you do go to Minyan. Is it possible that now you're going to somehow lose Parnassa because you went to Minyan? That you lost that meeting? Yes, you lost that meeting. The guy doesn't want to meet with you now. But now you're going to tell me that that's going to cost you somehow in Parnassah because you did the Ratzon Hashem. So again, a real Baal Bitachon, this is the test. That if you set aside your own desires for what Hashem wants, so then you understand that it's really because God's really calling the shots. But if you do what you want and you run after your own desires, so then it's clear that you don't really have Bitachon in Hashem. He says, if you're going to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu somehow is going to cause you to lose by doing his will, mishpat, that's not justice. Has, quiet, kiloy lahaskir, such a thing should not even be spoken of. Adrabba, someone who relies on his own efforts, his own diligence, or he relies on another human being. We saw this in the Shaar B'Tachon, that if a person does put his efforts, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will leave you at the whims of the person who you're trying to rely on. Right, he even quotes here from Shaar HaBitachon, Im l'sha mazali. Now, it might work out because mazal gairim lai, fine. Lavida. Or if he prospers because they're trying to give him a reward for a mitzvah, which is even worse. Now they took your schar from the next world and they gave it to you in this world. Saif saif yishapi chagagalalav. In the end, the wheel of fortune is going to turn against you. In other words, if it happened to work out now, that's not a proof that you did the right thing. It could be a punishment that it's working out for you now. It could be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving you your reward in this world, or it could be mazel goyim like. But you're definitely not. It's not because you got some specialty out of Dishmaya for it. V'avad ha'esher, and the wheel. He's saying the wheel of fortune will turn. V'avad ha'esher, the wealth will be lost. The yored polayim kemaisim mechol yoyim, and it will sink like we see every day. Or yeah, ashrei shamar le rasi le tada lavida. Or like another idea that we talked about, which is sometimes in the Shaar B'Tachon, if you remember, we talked about this, that sometimes someone becomes wealthy and it's not for his own good, it's for his misfortune. Vabatech ba'Hashem chesed yisayv avenu, someone who trusts in Hashem, kindness surrounds him. Ve'imrei shisay mitzar ve'chiyad chayitzar, even if his beginnings are humble and he lives a life of chayitzar where he doesn't have. Chalila, and here's the Toya Al Rishino we talked about, that a person should never regret what he did previously. Don't ever for a second entertain the thought that the reason why you're not successful is because you are doing the Ratzon Hashem, and Chaim Yankel, who skips davening and puts on tefillin for 3 seconds, he's on and he's off. And you know people like this who don't take Yiddishkeit seriously. Don't think for a second, if I would do what he does, I'd be more successful. Chas v'shalom, don't think that for a moment. Chalila lamishu machmas yosef evid elokim. Don't think that you're not successful because you're doing the ratzon Hashem. Rak ki Hashem tzaddik, Hashem is righteous. Yivchan. He tests, I'm sorry, ki rak ki Hashem tzad givchan, Hashem tests the righteous. V'loi niskanu alilois, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu counts a person's actions. U'detav le'avdei le'v v'soif hakavod lavoi. And even though you might not live the life of luxury in this world, but you definitely are getting what's best for you. And don't worry, you'll have wealth and honor coming to you in the next world. Now here he talks about the highest level of bitachon. Ushleimus midas habitachon hi, the highest level of bitachon ish, yiftach badam klal, not to rely on a person at all, v'lo yakpin al shem adam, and never to take issue with anyone who does anything to you. Why? Ki yamin be'emunah shleima, because you believe with complete belief, sh'akol shluchei derachmaninu, that everything in this world is really a messenger of Hashem. V'habei shluchim lamakom, Hashem has no shortage of messengers, im l'tayv im l'motav, to do good or otherwise, megagalin z'chus ha'yidei zaka v'chov ha'yidei chayiv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings about good things through the righteous, and bad things come about through wicked people. So, in other words, this is to answer the question of why is it that sometimes people are looking to help me, and sometimes people are out to get me? And the answer is, it has nothing to do with you. If someone's trying to harm you, a lot of times that's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to experience this harm, and he's using one of his bad shluchim, one of his bad malachim, to come in and be the messenger. If the entire world was on one side of the scale threatening to harm you or even to do good, and you had on the other side of the scale the Ratzon Hashem, the decree of Hashem, guess what? Hashem's side of the scale is going to overpower everything. All the forces of the world cannot overpower the Gzeira of Hashem. And therefore, le'yisapanim, you won't try to find favor to someone improperly in the hopes of gaining some reward. Ve'lo yachanif, and you're not going to flatter someone who's acting inappropriately in order to gain an advantage. Ve'lo yagam if neish, you won't tremble in front of anyone. Ve'lo yigal la'asher shalei, and you will never, and this is the key, never try to become wealthy through improper means. Ki ha'mishpat le'lekim hu, because a person knows, such a person knows that Hashem is the judge. And he gives a person what he's supposed to get according to his actions, always to a person's benefit and what's good. And here he concludes, this is some of the highlights, some of the fundamentals of bitachon. It's already discussed in other svarim, which we learned. Sefer HaKadosh, Reishis Chachma, Vabizrayu, and other Svarim like it, Ashri Adam Shoyket Aleihem, praiseworthy is the person who diligently learns them, Vani Basi Achreim B'der Chitzara, I have come after them, just to sort of give you a brief synopsis. L'hoyeres Atzmi Ves B'nei Gili, and to inspire myself and people like me, Hashem Malikim Yazuli B'soich HaMa Yisrael, may Hashem continue to come to the aid in the midst of Klai Yisrael, V'yiyah Pinoi V'libeinu Shavim La'Hashem Yisbarach, our hearts and our mouths should be in harmony towards attaining bitachon for the sake of Hashem. Amen. Ken yehi ratzon.